Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Welcome to the AAA podcast for October 2017. Autumn is here and the nights are now longer than the days. At the beginning of the month, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 6:45 p.m. On Sunday the 29th of October, British Summer Time will end for this season. The sun will rise around 7 a.m. Universal Time and will set around 4:30 p.m. The moon will be full on the 5th of October. It will reach last quarter on the 12th, be new on the 19th, and return to first quarter on the 27th. Venus rises before the sun and will be very bright at the beginning of the month. It will be in very close conjunction with Mars on the 5th of October. Mars, however, will be dim at the beginning of the month, but will steadily become easier to see as it draws away from the sun. Saturn will be visible after sunset at the beginning of the month, low in the southwest. It is steadily moving into the sun's glare, and this month will be the last opportunity to see it as an evening object for this season. Uranus reaches opposition on the 19th of October. It is visible with a good pair of binoculars, but a telescope will be required to observe its blue-green disk. It is to be found among the stars of Pisces. Locate the great square of Pegasus, draw an imaginary line between the bottom two stars of the square, and continue the line to the east for a further 1.5 times this distance. You will then be close to Uranus. Neptune was at opposition last month and is in the stars of Aquarius. Again, the great square of Pegasus will help to locate the planet. Find the two stars that mark the right-hand side of the square. Draw an imaginary line between these stars and continue it downwards for 1.75 times this distance, and you will be in the vicinity of Neptune. Like Uranus, it will be visible with good binoculars. A meteor shower, the Orionids, are due to put on a display peaking between the 21st and 23rd of the month. It has a zenith hourly rate of 25, so the meteors will not be as numerous as, say, the Perseids, but they are fast-moving and some have persistent trains. The radiant is in North Orion, just above the star marking the Hunter's Head. Speaking of Orion, a comet will spend October in and around Orion's famous belt. The comet is 2016 R2 Pan-STARRS and could reach magnitude plus 10. From October the 8th to the 18th, it should be around the centre star of the belt. By the end of the month, the comet will be about 0.5 degree north of the right-hand star of the belt. A second comet, 2017-01 Assassin, is in the sky heading north. This could reach magnitude plus 7 or plus 8. Around the 12th of October, it will pass between Capella in Auriga and Mirfak in Perseus. It will pass closer to Capella about 1/3 of the way towards Mirfak. Myra, the Wonderful, is a star with a tail. It lives in the constellation of Cetus and is the brightest member of a class of long-period variable stars to which it has given its name. Mira variables are red giant stars that vary in brightness over periods of 80 to 1,000 days. Mira itself is an easy naked eye object, but only for a few weeks a year. At minimum, it typically fades to about magnitude plus 10, but can rise to second magnitude at maximum. Ultraviolet studies have shown Mira to be shedding material from its outer layers and has created a tail 13 light years long. Mira has a period of 332 days and is due to reach maximum next January. Now is the time to start watching it as it gradually brightens. When bright, it is easily found, as there are no other bright stars with which it might be confused. However, this presents problems when it is below naked eye visibility. Locate the third magnitude star, Gamma Cetae, and the fourth magnitude star, Zeta Cephei. Mira is approximately halfway between the two. At the moment, it is a late evening object, but will be rising earlier as the month progresses. During October, the open star cluster, the Pleiades, will become more prominent, heralding the start of the winter observing season. When you see the Pleiades, you know that Orion is not far behind, forever chasing the seven sisters across the sky, but never catching them. Until next month, clear skies.